Yo, what's going on? Episode 3 of the Big Homie's House. We here in the building. We at First Class Studios, and I got a repeat offender in the building, the repeat homie, Big Homie Tiny. What's up?
Hey.
How you doing?
Great.
Big Homie Butter stepping in as well.
Hello.
We got our first time. She's studio artist, so she's not going to be on the camera all the time. She's still here. Jazz in the building. What's up? How everybody doing? Y'all good?
I'm good. Hungry, eating his
Lunchables. Yeah, eating Lunchables. You know, we got some candies and snacks off camera, but it's cool. It's cool. You hot? You hot?
Oh, no. I said I got snacks.
Oh, you got snacks? What kind of snacks you got?
Scooby snacks.
What? You is the snack.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I can't call that.
Meow.
So, Scooby, you got real life Scooby snacks?
She went
and got Scooby snacks. Wow. Okay. So, everybody, we're here. It's Monday. It's the Big Homie's House. And, you know, of course, we got to kick everything off for what happened yesterday. Around 2:30, 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we found out that the legendary Kobe Bryant is no longer with us. He perished in a tragic helicopter accident along with eight others, one of them including his daughter. And what are you guys' thoughts on everything that occurred over the last 24 hours?
It's crazy.
It's just very sad. It's
and
sad.
Then everything so coming good. With the memes. Well, not the memes, but like the show, the little commercials or whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, wow. Why is this pretty
very sad? I didn't really watch sports, but it still, like, hit me, you know. It was like, wow.
Yeah.
I think the people went too far with posting the helicopter crashing.
Yeah.
That was too much.
Yeah.
That need to be gone.
And that's what they did with XX.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They posted NFC.
Yeah. When Nipsey passed, they posted him laying in the parking lot of the business he owned.
And the X,
they showed him in the car. But I think the thing about the helicopter crash, that wasn't the actual crash, thankfully. But, like, you know, even still, like, why would you share? Why do you think somebody would want to see that? Like,
right.
I don't. Like, because in the one they showed, it's like, it seemed like he crashed in the desert. He actually crashed in, like, the Hollywood Hills in Calabasas. So it was a lot more populated than what was seen on the video. But I'm like, why would, like, if, and I put out a post last night. I was like, if this is something that happened to anybody, you know, you wouldn't want that to be a public spectacle.
Facts.
And also, I feel like people pick this moment to say, well, don't forget, he was charged with rape. I'm like, why the fuck would you?
They was out of line anyways.
My teacher, he actually said something today in class. He was like, my professor, he was like, he took that risk because he probably was bossing the pilot around because he had this much money. And they said something about the L.A. traffic, and that's why he took the helicopter, because L.A. traffic, and he always say, I was just like, y'all opinions on what he did and why he did and what happened don't even matter because y'all weren't there.
Yeah.
So, like, just hush at this point.
And I saw something earlier. I'm trying to see if I can pull it up now. He said he started using helicopters because he wanted to have more time with his daughters.
Mm.
So I think that's kind of like, it kind of makes sense because, you know, when you're driving, you got to concentrate on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're in a helicopter, I think that's like an experience. You know, everybody doesn't get to do that. So if you have that opportunity to say, you know, hey, let's, instead of being in the traffic and I got to focus on driving, I want to get this helicopter. It's going to be me, you, mm-hmm. a few other people. And we get to have this personal time to talk and go over things. And, you know, I think one of the last things we saw from him over the holiday break was the meme of him and his daughter sitting on the sideline at the Brooklyn Nets game when they took on the Hawks, and it was like, hey, you want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And people were taking that and twisting it, but, you know, kind of that being their final viral moment and that them and finding out how they passed, it's like, you know, it's kind of like shocking, and it shook the entire NBA. It shook everybody because I didn't grow up, you know, I'm loyal to my soil all the way around. So I am a Hawks fan, Falcon fan, Braves fan, UGA, all that. But I know Kobe Bryant is like one of the elite athletes of all time.
He's the MJ of our time.
Yeah, and his impact kind of transcended basketball in the NBA. Like, when you think of Mamba mentality, you think of somebody who's going to go 100% getting everything they need to get accomplished. Like, there are stories about Kobe waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning taking 300 shots before practice. So that type of dedication. Some people may know about the concept of putting 10,000 hours into whatever you want to do trying to be great. Kobe did that. And, you know, that's why he's considered one of the greatest not even basketball players, one of the greatest athletes of all time. So right.
He just won an Oscar, too.
Yeah, he did. He just won an Oscar for his short, Dear Basketball. And I watched it last night, and I was like, yo, this is crazy. Like, just seeing his impact. And, like, you know, I work with kids as well. And some of the kids I was working with today, when I go in, I see the girls got purple and gold headbands. The kids bringing their Laker gear in. I'm like, mm-hmm. These are like, they're at oldest, they're 10. Mm. So they weren't even here to see the Kobe and Shaq days.
Right.
They weren't even old enough when he retired to realize his impact on the game and the culture. But they still know Kobe Bryant. It's kind of like when Michael died. You know, people still know who Michael Jackson is. Kids still know who he is.
Yeah.
So Kobe Bryant has that type of impact, and it's still unbelievable. Like, I was watching it on the TV when we came in, and it was like they had his picture up talking about his impact with him and his daughter, who was also a basketball player. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, this just doesn't feel real. Like, Kobe Bryant?
Yeah.
He was 41. Kobe Bryant was one of those people you think they're going to roll out in like 2000 and whatever when he's like 80 years old. And
Magic outlives Kobe.
Yeah, like Magic, you know, with everything that he was going through. So it's like, I thought Kobe was going to be like a Bill Russell. We're going to see him old and gray and like barely can walk out and all that. But like, you know, they say everything has a purpose. And I think Kobe Bryant legacy transcended sports. It shook the world. Like, everybody felt that. And seeing those players, his peers go out yesterday, seeing LeBron's reaction. Trae Young put up 45 points yesterday, and he was one of Kobe's favorite young players. You know, mm-hmm. I don't think Kyrie even played yesterday. And they said there are videos of these people not even be able to hold it together. And it was sad to watch because, you know, it's like this was the big homie.
Yeah.
This was their big homie. So, you know, shout out to everybody in the Lakers organization. Shout out to Vanessa because she lost her husband, somebody who she was with since she was like 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She lost a daughter. Yeah. And, you know, I think everybody in that circle needs to embrace and surround them with love because they definitely need it right now. You don't mm-hmm. think you're going to pop off the decade losing an icon like that. That's what Kobe Bryant was, an icon.
Definitely.
It's still January. Yeah, it's still January. And, you know, that just killed a lot of things. I know yesterday it was the Pro Bowls, the Grammys, but, you know, after that, it was like, you know, I took a nap, to be honest. I was like, yo, this is too much. And, you know, so shout out to Kobe Bryant, shout out to the Lakers organization, everybody who's involved in that. And, you know, it is what it is, but we're going to push through it. His legacy lives on. So also one of the things, like we said, happened this weekend, the Grammys. So Billie Eilish took home album of the year.
Who is that? Is that the man that be dressing up?
No,
Billie Eilish is definitely a girl.
Who is the man that be dressing up?
You talking about Billy Porter? Billy Porter.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Billy Porter popped up at the Grammys with like a hat that had the shades on it.
He be fabulous.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Billy Porter is extra as hell, but he be doing his thing. Like he be doing his thing out here. He fresh as a motherfucker.
He just be popping up. He had a tuxedo with the little dress. I was like,
the first thing I seen of Billy Porter, I watched American Horror Story like 2 years ago. He was in American Horror Story. He played like a vampire or something like that. Or a wizard or something like that. And he did a good-ass job. And ever since then, he's like, Billy Porter's stock has just been rising. He was on another FX show, I think, called Pose.
Yeah.
He was.
He's real known on Broadway. Like, he has Tony Awards,
Grammy
Awards. Like, he's that nigga.
He's a big deal.
Billy Porter is that nigga.
He's a big deal.
But, so the Grammys happened this weekend. So what happens at the Grammys, the Grammy weekend, is the Rock Nation Brunch. And one of the biggest conversation pieces this weekend from the Rock Nation Brunch was, would you rather have $70,000 or attend the Rock Nation Brunch? So I'm going to pose that question to y'all. So, Butter, you go first. 70K or attend the Rock Nation Brunch? We're going to let everybody answer, then I'm going to go in on y'all.
I would say, I want to say the 70K, but just being like in my field, I would say the Rock Nation. Just being around those people, meeting
Tiny.
Them.
I'm definitely going to the Rock Nation brunch. There's so many motherfucking millionaires.
Woo wee! I want that 70K.
Nah, nigga, you pick the Brent.
I'm gonna say, give me the 70K, and next year catch me at the Rock Nation brunch.
Okay, all right, cool. So y'all motherfuckers stupid. Because I am taking the 70K. So, Butter, why did you say you taking the, you going to the brunch?
Because like just being in my field, you never know. Like meeting those people.
Fuck that. You live in Atlanta. You live in
drunk.
Exactly. You live in Atlanta.
Fuck, we getting drunk.
I mean, I don't know. You don't know what they could probably give me some money right then and there. All those rich people.
You could have got the 70,000.
But I could have got 100K.
Or you couldn't have got shit. Right. Niggas is not. How many celebrities you interviewed that gave you 100,000?
That wasn't at the Rock Nation.
That. So you saying the only place you can meet a celebrity to get money is
no, at the big ones with the money.
You live in Atlanta.
I'm being drunk with Beyonce, period.
Okay, the 70K. Can I change?
No, nigga, you paint the Rock Nation. Tiny.
Well,
Jumper
I'm getting drunk with them.
So you turned it down, 70,000, tax-free, to get drunk with Rihanna.
You know what?
Because people going to look at this. They're going to see it on everybody's page. Like, who is she?
Who? How many?
Oh, that's pulling up in the
book her. Watch
how many, how many bitches we seen on Rihanna's page and be like, yo, I want to book her?
A lot.
Who?
People do be getting booked.
Who?
Her best friend be getting booked.
That's Rihanna's best friend. She always would. She has the 70K and the Rock Nation brunch invite. Tiny.
Kodak.
From the, you was on the City Girls video. The nigga, was niggas like, oh, look, move, this. I'm trying to see. Yeah, her.
Yes.
So your bookings went up after that?
Yes.
So is
I got booked a week after that shit.
For what?
For Jacksonville. It was a club. It was Duval. What was it?
Jackson? A club in Jacksonville?
It was
nigga,
Duval.
You might as well got booked in Augusta.
First of all, it was big as fuck. It was a big event. It was Atlanta versus Duval.
That's big.
It was big coming after the twerk contest. The twerk.
Did they give you 70,000?
Now why you gotta do that?
I'm just saying. I'm be honest. Nigga, give me the motherfucking money. Cause that's all I don't care about, nigga. If you up 70,000, you know what you can do with that?
Yeah.
I can throw my own Rock Nation brunch. God.
I don't think they don't come to get up in their house.
That's gonna be no fuck that.
And then eventually get up in their pocket.
Clout, what is that? Bank, what bank say? Clout, what is that? Shit, you can't pay bill with clout. Shit, shout out the bank, man. Cause fuck that. I need the motherfucking money.
I'm getting drunk with Rihanna.
I need the money.
You have fun with that. I'm getting drunk by my.
I'm still get the money.
I'm getting it up front. You getting it on the maybe. You gonna get that shit on a maybe. Fuck that. So you said. So why did you pick 70,000?
I picked the 70,000 because if I had the money to do what I need to do to make the necessary investments, I already know my shit's gonna pop. Mm-hmm. So let me get my shit popping.
Right. And they gonna see me.
You gonna see me. You gonna want to get to know me and catch me at Rock Nation 2021.
Exactly. Okay. That's my thing.
I switched mine.
No, fuck that. Because you want to twerk on Rihanna.
I didn't say I was gonna twerk.
You want to twerk on Rihanna. She's twerking on Rihanna.
That's not a bad idea.
I'm not twerking.
I'ma watch. On Instagram. Cause I'm not gonna be there.
I'm gonna book her. She know Rihanna. What's up?
And I'ma say $40.
I'm not twerking.
Like $40.
$40.
How you gonna get it to her?
Let me try the boat.
You say what?
I'ma try the boat with Meg at the brunch.
Meg gonna be security.
Did Meg even get invited?
Meg was there. I seen her in a picture with somebody.
Why my dog didn't get invited?
Who?
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop is high.
So?
Snoop is high. Snoop don't give a fuck about none of that. Should've
invited my dog.
Did Nicki Minaj get invited?
Nicki Minaj was getting into arguments with Meek at fucking at Hollywood jewelry stores. Can we discuss that? Ooh. Like, why are you concerned about...
How did they even cross paths?
He walked up to them. Meek walked up to Nicki and them. I read it.
They said... Ooh. Meek said, goddamn... Meek said Kenny Porter with bootcut with a Balenciaga bootcut jeans with Balenciagas.
And a wife
that. Nigga said he wear bootcut jeans with Balenciagas. But like if you are in a happy relationship, why are you worried about and arguing in public with your ex?
Exactly.
He walked up on them.
So
if somebody walk up on you and try to confront your husband, what you gonna say?
It's nice seeing you.
But I thought they were trying to like squash it.
Meek was trying to squash it, but he wasn't with it. He wasn't trying to squash nothing.
So he still had smoke for what?
Because he probably disrespected him.
They too old.
They definitely
yeah, they
too old.
They are too old. But
you're 36!
Meek got a whole baby on the way.
Meek,
he did.
And Nicki need to have a baby on the way. Nigga, you're old.
She's probably pregnant now.
No comment.
You don't think, you think Nicki washed up?
I don't, she not washed.
Are you a bar?
She up. Not washed yes, up. She but washed she getting up. She getting up there in age.
That doesn't mean nothing.
And dude, all look, you, getting you, up there you already see now. The celebrities who are in their late 30s, early 40s.
Janet Jackson had her baby when she was 51.
But she private. We don't know what fertility issues that she had in order to conceive Issa. Ain't that his name?
Is that the baby name?
I thought it was
Issa Rae.
Yeah, I thought it was Issa.
Issa Rae is Janet, though?
No, her son.
Put the drink down, Clark.
I'm sorry.
Her son name is spelled E-I-S-S-A. Now, what does that say to you?
It's a boy.
It's a whatever.
It's a boy?
I don't know.
It's a boy.
Whatever the fuck it is. But yeah, so I wouldn't be arguing with my ex in public about anything. Like, yo, we ain't got that much to talk about.
Period. Unless it was just, like, major disrespect.
Yeah, like it would have to be like physical.
Yeah, like
you. Then you getting beat it the fuck
death
up.
Death threats or some shit like.
You getting beat it the fuck up.
Period.
Beat it the fuck up, and then I mean, and that's the thing. Like shit, we only saw Meek at the brunch. We didn't see old girl. Anyway, so, ooh, excuse me, fucking bamboo. So one of the things that happened yesterday with the passing of Kobe, we brought up. The topic of giving people their flowers while they're here. So my question is, what does that look like to y'all? Butter, you want to start us off?
What does giving people their flowers? I mean, I guess it's what everybody always saying, just trying to show love. Just like we were talking about earlier, showing somebody love before they die. But it's just like, everybody say that. Every time somebody dies, that's the conversation. And I don't think it ever changes. Because why do it has to keep going every year? Somebody dies, you stop showing love?
I think, like, when you say shit like that, it sounds like, you know, we should wake up appreciating this person every day until they die. Like, and that's not realistic because we're all living our individual lives. Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like Kobe definitely got his flowers while he was here. Because he was, like I said before, he is one of the most appreciated athletes, not just basketball players, of all time. So how much more of his flowers could we have given him?
Yeah.
Like,
he got to retire and everything.
He got to send off, nigga. Mm-hmm. I remember when Paul Pierce tried to do that shit. Draymond Green like, they don't love you like that. You thought you was Kobe. So I mean, like, Kobe definitely got his flowers. So, what celebrity right now do you think we should appreciate a lot more? Like, who doesn't get that respect? I'll start off. I think Tyler Perry gets disrespected.
He does get disrespected a lot.
I feel like, especially with this last movie, people are picking at it a lot.
They definitely picked that movie apart. But knowing the spirits that Tyler Perry has, it was unacceptable. Like, after going back and watching it, I had to go back and look at the stuff that people were saying. It was unacceptable. Even if it was done in 5 days, Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Like,
Tyler Perry's definitely put on for the culture. And I remember when this past BET Awards, he was, you know, I was out there and I was watching it. And he was just like, you know, I purchased this land that was owned by the Confederacy and had slaves on it. And now one black man owns all this land. So it's like his impact and what he's brought to the entertainment industry is like, we can't sleep on that because of like a lackluster product. Like Tyler Perry is a growing icon. I don't think he's even reached his potential yet. So, like, when you look at what he's done with his production company and the land that he has, that he's purchased and put this humongous movie lot on, it rivals what's out in California and Hollywood. It's like, you gotta respect that. Like, regardless of what you feel about him personally, he has earned his roses. So that's definitely one celebrity I think we need to appreciate more right now. Who you got?
I really don't know.
I got two. Like,
you got two? Who you got?
Oh, yeah, you go ahead.
Who, you
want to go? Okay, I got two people. Young Thug and Chris Brown.
I like that Chris Brown.
Young Thug, like as far as a fashion icon.
Chris Brown's definitely disrespected.
And as far as just, like, for rappers, like, he's respected by Elton John. So that right there, we need to honor him. Two, Chris Brown.
he will never get his roses while he's alive, and I don't even know if once he passes if he'll get them just off the strength of that Rihanna case.
Yeah.
Like people hold a grudge. People can't even give him accolades for his album that he just dropped. And it's nothing but hits. Like, that is a consistent R&B album from a male artist, and no one is talking about it.
Yeah.
Nobody talked about it.
And I think, you know, with Chris Brown, it's kind of like, and I saw this same thing said about Kevin Hart. It's like, it's too often we take the personal hardships of people and celebrities and try to apply it, like make it a blanket thing. Like, oh, well, he was great, but remember that one time he cheated on his wife? It's like... What the fuck does that have to do with us? Like, that's something he did, my nigga. Like, we have a real hard time separating the art from the artist. Right. You feel me? So it's like, whatever Kevin Hart does in his personal time, maybe fucked up, as long as he's not here killing or hurting people, like, physically, he does what he does. Like, Kevin Hart cheating on his wife not gonna make his shit less funny.
Right.
What Chris Brown did, him and Rihanna have reconciled. It was fucked up. He was young. They've made music together. He's made his amends. He did time for that shit. Like, he's paid his debt. Like,
I feel like if Rihanna over it, then y'all should be over it. Rihanna posted her products, playing his music in the background.
Like, so what, how long is he going to have to, like, and I feel like it's the fans that really pushed this narrative. It's like, damn, okay, he did this shit. It was fucked up. Let's let that shit go.
Let it go.
Let that shit go, cause cause when he died, we're gonna be like, oh, we didn't give him his role. No, nigga, we did. And every time we did that shit, remember that time he hit Rihanna? Remember that time he was trying to get back with Karrueche? What the fuck does that have to do with you? That don't got shit to do with you.
Nothing.
Let that hurt go, sis.
Let that hurt go. Tiny, who you got?
Nick Cannon.
Who? Nick Cannon. That's a good one, Tiny.
That's a good one.
Because I feel like even recently with Nick Cannon and this Orlando Brown shit, like, he handled that shit with so much grace.
Definitely.
Like, a nigga came out and said, hey, you sucked my dick on camera. And it was like, Nick Cannon was like, we're going to pray for this brother because he's not right in the head. And he won off that shit alone. Yeah, like, he didn't have to respond maliciously or aggressively. He just said, all right, my man going through some shit. Pray for him. Keep him in your prayers. I'm on. Nick Cannon out.
And the other nigga with him, I'm like, push that nigga out. Fuck you.
Nigga.
I'm gonna fuck you.
I'm gonna cut your fucking head off. Fucking crackhead. So, all that shit. Like, so, yeah, Nick Cannon is definitely another one. Like, you know, coming from being on Nick to having one of the most successful entertainment shows ever.
And now he just got his own talk show.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Nick Cannon is out here.
He filled in for Wendy Williams when she went back to the house.
Nick Cannon is like a black Secret.
And then they gave him his own show.
Yeah. Nick Cannon is like a black Ryan Seacrest, like, to where you see him everywhere.
Everywhere.
So.
And he doing his motherfucking thing.
Yeah, so shout out to Nick Cannon. We got to appreciate Nick
Cannon.
Still
watch Wild. Now, to this
Mariah
day.
Carey. That's Twins by Mariah.
He did Raw Mariah Carey. He beat the Chiefs.
Alright, we can give him that.
So,
give him that.
Next topic. Deal breakers in relationships. Butter, this is your topic.
I'm gonna let you go forth with that one,
young Butter.
Deal breakers in relationships is cheating. I don't necessarily know, like, I haven't been in a relationship in a long time, so I don't know how it would be, like, now that I'm older, if I would forgive somebody for, like, cheating, like, you know, regular cheating, but cheating with the same sex, like, you're cheating, my man cheating with the man, done.
Is that, that's automatic, that's red flag, that's, over with.
It's over with. It's no, we can't even be friends after that.
Ladies, y'all agree?
Yes. Yeah.
We cannot be friends. If you cheat and you get a baby... Over with. Because the baby's not my baby.
I feel that.
So the baby can't come over. So at this point,
fuck them kids.
The baby can't come over.
Fuck them kids.
STD, if you cheat and give me an STD, God forbid, over with.
Mm-hmm.
It's just everything. It's just over with.
That's funny.
She said the baby can't come over.
The baby can't come over. So you might as well just be over.
Okay. So. Spread of STDs, cheating, and domestic violence.
Domestic violence, if you even, it's over. Yes, I don't play none of that stuff because that's how I start.
Okay.
I'm out of here.
I think after three times with that one, it's a deal breaker.
Three times?
The first time you even think to square up with me.
Hold on, you giving a nigga three times?
Maybe two.
Because, nigga.
Hold on.
The first time he should know.
I ain't gonna do that no more.
Okay, let's
hear it. Back to Chris Brown and Rihanna. Rihanna was hitting that nigga.
Yes, she was. He got a whole documentary.
Rihanna was putting paws on that nigga.
She was putting paws on him. It was more than several occasions up until the car scene that we all know about that she was putting hands on
him. I feel like Rihanna do hit niggas.
But I'm pretty sure she went and like.
I feel like every now and then, like, we push
him
like,
stab him a couple times, mush him
in his face.
I don't think so.
I feel like Rihanna's beating the shit out of him.
I feel like she's beating the shit out of him.
And she hit the wrong nigga this time because we see Chris Brown got anger issues and that shit just escalated. But damn, nigga, three times?
Nah, if it's like on some Ike and Tina shit after the
nigga,
first time you knock my shit out.
If you hit him?
If I hit him.
Well, I don't hit men and I won't hit
him. Or if I even push or shove or do that because I know myself, I get a little carried away. Like, I might push you out the way. I might, you know, push that head back. And then if you hit me back or you push me back, like, I can't be mad because I did it to you. I disrespected you. You disrespected me. Now we got to work through this shit.
Yeah.
Damn, nigga, three times?
I'm a win.
I got 2 hours, nigga. You black both of them. You got one more chance.
Don't
Tiny, what are your deal breakers?
That's my deal breakers, too, but...
Three times?
If I'm putting my hands on a nigga and a nigga get carried away, I'm
going to
shoot you.
How many times after he hit you before you shoot him?
The first time.
Thank you.
Nigga, if you hit me in the face.
Nigga, you said three times.
Nigga, you got there, boop, boop.
All right, nigga, one more time. You on thin ice, nigga.
Crack my shit one more time.
You crack my... Touch me again, nigga. All right, nigga, that don't count.
Two black
Make
eyes.
My nose bleed one more time.
Boop. Alright, I'ma save it. For me, shit, I think if you cheat on me with a girl, I'm like,
That's different.
You like that shit though.
Nah. Well,
might invite her.
Yeah, like right. Shit. It depends on how she look though. She cheat me with a Young and May looking bitch. I'm like, alright.
Young and May fine now.
Cut the camera.
Get it. Okay. What about STDs?
Oh, you out of here, Jack.
What if it's curable?
Nigga, I don't want to feel none of that shit. Like, I don't want to...
Fuck out of here.
Like, fuck out of...
Where'd they go and buy you the medicine to cure it up?
Nigga, you shouldn't have gave me that shit in the first place. Like,
that mean you out here just fucking bitch
right.
Raw.
You getting dick raw and bringing it back? No.
Keep that shit over there.
Okay, would y'all
burning,
the baby?
Burning baby. Betty?
The baby. No baby.
Outside baby?
No. Fuck them kids.
Yeah, fuck
the
kids.
Fuck them kids.
What if it was during a break? Y'all had a little
fuck
break.
Fuck that. I'm going to trip them kids if I see them out.
I'm going to trip her down some steps. Let me stop.
Mm-mm. On a break? I don't know, man.
See?
You're not...
Fuck that break.
I be thinking about the stars. Like, Gabrielle took D-Wade back, man.
Nigga, no.
He got money.
Whoa.
That's probably why.
Time out. Hold on. So if a nigga you with
no,
got money.
No, I'm just saying that's probably what hurts.
Does like the amount of times he hit you increase by the more $10,000 he make?
Like, no, I'm just saying that's maybe because of what happened in her situation.
First of all, fuck all these niggas. They ain't having no motherfucking baby on me.
Me.
Let's say the nigga. What if you made like. He look at getting like $10 million a year.
Shit, Mello had a baby on live.
Am I getting some of that $10 million a year?
I mean, it's your nigga.
Dude, that don't mean shit. Niggas don't mean... Niggas be stingy.
He in love with you and he got you.
You can't
be
in love with me if you cheated. But you can give me some of that money. I can say we still...
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you now. As a nigga, when that dick get hard, you start thinking different.
You shouldn't be thinking different.
Period. You should be thinking about coming home.
Right.
When that dick get hard, you make some bad decisions. I've made some hard dick bad decisions.
See?
I've made some hard dick bad decisions. Well, but I will
you
say
you weren't in love.
I wasn't, but I'm just saying like being single and making hard dick bad decisions. Like, nigga, it's so many times, nigga, I don't cancel some dick appointments because I jacked off before I got there. That shit is real.
I seen a post like that. It said, before you go over their house, masturbate, see if you still want
to
go in.
Oh, yeah. Nigga, you say gas and time. Like, damn, I was about to go in and goddamn do some shit I wasn't supposed to be doing. Glad I goddamn got that nut off before I got there. Thanks, Vaseline.
Yeah, y'all using Vaseline for real?
Now, what's your definition of a break, though? Because I had, let me just dive back into that. What's your definition of a break?
Like I said, I'm done with you. I need a break. We off for a couple months or something like that. But still, if we off for a couple months, don't be out here fucking bitches, bro.
So
stop,
what are you doing that couple months? Are y'all still living together? Y'all not living together. Y'all not hanging out. Y'all not talking.
I mean, if we live together already, then shit, we might be living together still.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't believe in breaks because I don't like taking bitches back.
I don't
like
going,
like, I'm not talking to fucking nobody who I was talking to in 2019. Because I don't go backwards. Like, if we stopped talking, it was for a reason. Okay. And I'm not about to give you the benefit of the doubt to have some emoji eyes in your inbox from me. Mm-mm. We are not going backwards. I will beat my dick to death before I go back to some shit I do not want to be around. Fuck that. Fuck that and fuck you. We are not amending shit.
Period.
Period. Poo.
Periodically.
Poo.
You said periodically.
Periodically. Poo.
Period.
So, we're going to try this new segment out. It's called Finish the Phrase.
Okay.
Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are not a bad bitch if...
Huh?
You are not a bad bitch if... What makes you not a... What does a woman do that makes her not a bad... Disqualifies her from being a bad bitch?
She don't make her own money.
Facts. I was just about to say that.
She don't make her own
if
money?
If you don't make your own money, you're not a bad bitch.
I can attest to that because I feel like begging from women is such an unattractive trait. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are, like, I get the OnlyFans shit and the Cash App shit, but if you out here daily, like, putting your cash, that is like, you got spare change? Spare change, please?
Would you date somebody with OnlyFans?
I actually talked to somebody with OnlyFans, but she was doing the...
Would you take it to the next level?
She was doing the OnlyFans shit. She was doing the IG model shit beforehand. So I think, like, if you are in, like, that industry and that is, like, what you do, then I think it's different than somebody who was, like, a fucking teacher and times got hard and he was like, fuck it, I'm about to start putting this ass on the internet. Like, I think that shit is different because Tiny dances. Mm-hmm. So that is a part of...
She make her money.
That's a part of her marketing and her shit.
Right.
So that just makes sense. But if you out here, goddamn... you work an office job and shit, and they pay you $8 an hour, and then you get on the OnlyFans. No, you just fell on hard times, and you desperate.
So you gotta been doing it.
Yeah, if you had been doing that shit, it's different. So, and most of the time, and also I feel like this: if you are that much of a bad bitch, you don't have to ask niggas for shit.
They that shit, come out by
that thing, shit just happen.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, niggas be stingy nowadays too.
They do.
Then you, them shit,
they stingy as fuck. Them the wrong niggas. Just because the nigga.
Yeah, these motherfucking producers are, they stingy as fuck.
Just because a nigga got it, don't mean he gonna give it. Didn't the City Girls have a line about some shit like that?
Wait, run that back.
If you like, I don't know if you got it. If you spending it, give a fuck what a nigga got if he ain't spending it.
Yeah,
some niggas got it. They're just not about to give it.
What?
This is the city of the tricks. So it's a lot of niggas that is giving it.
It is.
I'll put you down, man.
It is a lot.
Word to bank.
What was the phrase, though? What was the initial?
You're not a bad bitch if. So what disqualifies you from being a bad bitch?
No, I'm saying, what was the answer?
No. There,
no answer? You
yeah,
have, oh,
yeah, you
I
feel it.
It was like one, oh.
Yeah, you finished the phrase. You're not a bad bitch if.
You smoke cigarettes, I don't care.
Oh, fuck! That shit is so nasty. That shit, I hate that shit.
You might as well be a mechanic.
If you smoke...
Not a mechanic.
That's fucked up.
Like...
That's fucked up. I got one. You're not a bad bitch if I can see your wig line.
Wait a minute now. Can you see mine, because I ain't gonna blend it that well. I'm rushing.
Nah,
can you see mine?
Nah.
Okay. I'm a hold tight to that shit because I've seen some chicks and that shit goddamn is back a little bit like my fitted back here and you can see they real hair under there. I'm like, ugh. Bitch, you didn't see that shit before you left the house.
Yeah, People be thinking that shit blends for real.
Like, mm-mm. Yeah, you're not a bad bitch as your wig, if I can see your wig line and shit. That shit is nasty. You're not a bad bitch as you're out here begging, because that shit is unattractive.
And smoking them cigarettes.
Smoking cigarettes. You're not a bad bitch if you have no ambitions. You cannot be a bad bitch if you're not out here trying to get it.
Starting businesses.
Like, and I think people got the game fucked up right now. They think, oh, niggas is giving me shit. Like, bitch, you could be homeless at the drop of a hat because you living off a nigga.
Right. Yeah.
You living off a nigga. Like, oh, he pay all my rent. Because the moment he decide he not going to pay your rent, bitch, you is gonna be homeless. Right. Mm-hmm. You're going to be out selling that booty hole.
Right. Better go on the bench.
and the crazy shit is, like, they OnlyFans don't even be bunking like that. You be seeing people on OnlyFans making goddamn, they shit $3.99 a month. What
but
the
like,
fuck?
Even with the strippers and the some of the strippers and the people that's doing the OnlyFans or premium, whatever they be doing, it's still like, you gonna do that, but then when you get the money, what are you gonna do? Like, are you starting businesses with this money, or are you just buying bundles and stuff? Like, you know.
You buying bundles?
No.
Wait.
I get my wigs off Amazon.
I don't know, like, start businesses.
I don't know shit about wigs. Maybe I just know the motherfuckers don't need
it's
to be
cheaper on Amazon.
Seen.
Hello? Can you tell the difference?
He said,
I don't get my shit from boutiques no more. Can't do it.
You don't
boutique
trust IG boutique.
That's all a scam. Boutiques be ass as fuck. Like, I ain't even gonna say who boutique, but that should be ass.
No,
as fuck.
Fuck it.
I gotta say, don't
fuck
even
it.
Say who.
Say it. Mm-mm. Yeah. Anyway, since we on that topic, what do y'all think about splitting rent?
No.
Splitting the rent.
Splitting the rent. Well, say you in a relationship, you got a boyfriend.
This is what I think. When it comes to marriage, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Marriage, all that
marriage.
Shit.
Living together?
Well,
y'all living together, y'all boyfriend, girlfriend, maybe y'all married, all that shit.
Okay.
I feel like the man should be paying. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like, not saying that the woman don't have to, but it shouldn't be where every time the bill come or the rent doors, whatever you looking like, you cannot get some money or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that, it's just, I don't want to make it seem like I'm just putting it all on the man, but then again, it's like, you're the man. You're supposed to be providing. A lot of men, like nowadays, especially our generation, they always want to be 50-50, but you want to be the head of the household.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm supposed to let you be the head of the household. You're supposed to be
so you can't you can't submit to nobody who you got to pay 50-50 rent with?
No, it's like, I'm taking care of you.
No, we're going to have to pay 50-50.
50-50? Why you say that?
In case, this is what I don't want to happen.
Uh-huh.
You got your name on this apartment, right?
Uh-huh.
And some shit go down, and you think you going to throw me out? Yes. No, my name is on this, and I pay half of it, too. So,
when you Chris, we together.
You have your own.
We together.
You ain't throwing me out.
You have your own. That's when you have your own money.
But a lot of
you
people
have your own businesses.
But a lot of, I get that, and I feel like if a nigga is paying half the rent, your money should be going somewhere. Like,
That's what I'm saying. I don't really want to say. I'm gonna put it all on him because it's some stuff, you know, that we made. If we go on a vacation, oh, babe, I got it. You know what I'm saying? You paying all the bills, I can pay for the vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But when I just feel like with stuff like that, as far as the household, you need to be the provider.
Mm-hmm.
And if my husband, God forbid, just falls short, I'll help you. I have the money to help you. I'm not going to be spending my money all loosely. Then when you need help, I don't got no money because I've been spending it on shopping and stuff.
And I feel like that's a real attractive feature for a woman. Like, mm-hmm. you know, when I'm dating, I want somebody who I can help build up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you feel me? Like, if we not in the same industry, like, I like talking to women who are in my same industry, but if we not, then let me know what you're doing so I know if I can help you or
mm-hmm.
not. And even if I can't, I can find somebody who is. And somebody who can add to what I'm doing, oh, nigga, I love it. So, yeah, I feel what you're saying about splitting rent. I feel like, as a man, that's why niggas be like, oh, I want a woman who's submissive. Like, are you a nigga she can submit to?
Facts.
Right.
Like you got to be, and shout out to Lex and Dre. I was watching their video earlier this week, and they touched on this as well. Like, you as a man, you got to be somebody who a woman can feel comfortable around, and she can feel safe.
Right.
Like, you know, and as men, that's what you should aspire to be. Like, I feel, if you are splitting rent, it should be like in a new relationship. But even in new relationships, why the fuck y'all living together?
Exactly.
Right.
Like, y'all wouldn't be, like, if we're living together, then we are deeply committed.
Definitely.
I'm literally coming home to you every day. So I feel like at that point, then, yeah, first of all, it's not going to be rent. because if it is rent, it's going to be rent for like a year, then we're probably going to get a house together. Mm-hmm. But that's still going to be something to where I take care of that shit. You feel me? It's not going to be like, hey, it's the first, so I need your half.
Right.
Like, I just wouldn't even feel comfortable like that. But as a woman, make sure the home and shit is taken care
exactly.
of.
Exactly. And a lot of men, that's what I'm saying. A lot of men, they want a 50-50 this, but I got to cook. The food got to be done when you come home. You the house got to be clean. I got to take care of the
so
kids
I gotta,
when you get
so,
home.
So basically, they be like, oh, well, you gotta go to work, come home, take care of the kids.
Yeah, and
make
then
sure,
they...
Make sure we got food. You gotta be in bed in a certain time. I don't want to get fucked on for a little bit. So mm-hmm. it's like...
They say it as if we're not going to be doing nothing with our lives either. When I come home, this... Okay, what about when I come home? You know what I'm saying? They say it as, like, we're not going to be doing nothing. So, you want not only do you want me to give you half of the rent money, but you also want me to do all the other stuff. You don't want to wash no dishes. You don't want to put the kids to sleep. You don't want to clean up, but... I'm confused.
Yeah, so it's like they want you to do your job plus all the house duties.
Right.
And they just do their job. That shit don't make sense. So I feel like, you know, and I definitely want to get to a point in my life where I can have it so where the whole family is set. Mm-hmm. So you can focus on, because I know everything that I'm trying to do, it's going to require some administrative level of support. So mm-hmm. somebody who is not out there working, so they can focus on everything that I need done that I can't do. You feel me? So I want to, outside of the media shit, I want to get merchandise lines going. Mm-hmm. So I need somebody that can handle getting orders out, handle putting getting in touch with graphic design people, getting in touch with, make sure the website's straight. That's what I need. Mm-hmm. So I want to get it to a point in my life where I can have a woman that can handle that shit.
Hustling over. And a woman, 9 times out of 10, you taking care of her, she going to take care of you. Exactly. So like yeah. that's always just making sure I say it. It's not that I'm trying to put everything on him, but it's other stuff that you going to want us to do as a woman for you and how you want us to be all in for you and we paying half of the rent.
Exactly.
Like
that's how I feel. Tiny.
I just
don't want to add to it or we...
If I'm paying half the rent, you ain't getting your dick sucked every day.
Well, hands up.
If I'm paying half the rent, you not getting your dick sucked every day. Hell, you...
Every
you
other day?
No, not even every other day. You lucky if you get it once a week.
Wow, damn. That's crazy.
You better be eating that motherfucker 3 times a week.
So, what if that nigga ain't got no job?
Like, if he ain't got no job.
Then yeah. we ain't together.
No job.
Then we not
no job.
What if you're in love with a nigga and he loses his job?
Then you better get a new one.
You better get a new one ASAP.
And you end up paying the bills?
I've been in that situation before. And let me tell you, that, nah. Mm-mm. No.
No?
Mm-mm.
That motherfucker better have enough money saved up to pay that rent.
Nigga gonna be eating booty for a place to live. Goddamn, I hate to see it.
No ass.
And I said this shit before, like, damn, nigga, if I ain't got no job, I ain't really trying to be goddamn hunching on nobody. Like, it's my goddamn
be.
Situation.
You're gonna be in a drought until you get a new job.
That's fucked up.
You better jack the fuck off.
Fucked up. Nigga, right on, be strong
in
the
Vaseline.
Mother.
Vaseline.
Shout out Vaseline.
One arm gonna be all small, the other arm, the dominant hand gonna be swollen
as fuck. You gonna be fucked up because you said that nigga hit you 3 times. He gonna hit you with that beat off hand. Bop, bop. I got one more for you.
Sigma, okay, now that's the second time. Now you gotta hit me with the other hand.
No, motherfucker. You getting this dominant 3 times. I'm finna knock you the fuck out. Alright, last topic. Big Homie's bedroom, right? So what do you think about the statement? Happy wife, happy life.
That's period. And that's just
that
on motherfucking that.
Just like I said, you take care of us, we're gonna take care of you.
So the nigga emotions don't matter?
No.
It does matter, but it's gonna matter once you make us happy. We got you.
We got you.
You're gonna be happy if we're happy.
What about, like, happy?
You're gonna have a happy life.
I will be your peace.
Happy spouse, happy house, that don't...
Nah.
Nigga emotions
if
don't matter?
If your spouse is happy, which is me, in the house,
you
happy.
Should be happy.
You gonna be in the house, you gonna be happy.
Not necessarily.
You're
the only time you should be upset is if I'm not putting it on you. Other than that.
What? So you think that's all niggas want is pussy?
Yeah.
What about
my emotions? Like, nigga, are you asking, am I okay? Like,
niggas run to their friends and say that.
Because we can't come to y'all.
Y'all can't come to us, but y'all don't.
You said, so
y'all niggas be all up on y'all friends. Y'all gonna take y'all friends out before y'all take y'all bitch out.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Only with the boys.
I'm going with the boys.
Because the boys listen to us.
Fuck that.
You just said a nigga pussy because he got emotional.
How do y'all be wanting us to respond? Like,
listen, y'all don't be talking to listen, us. Listen to us. That's what we want. Listen to us.
If you're not talking, we have nothing to listen to.
Oh, here we go. I need a nigga in here. Where the boys at? That
don't need. Yo, they out there. Shit, yeah, I'm about to say, go get one. Shit, yeah,
I'll be right back. Hold on. Damn, Burger in the studio, so we can't get Burger. But you said Burger support them?
Yeah, Burger said he don't want his woman doing nothing.
I need me a Burger.
Some guys like.
Well, Burger's here. We're gonna introduce you to Burger before he leaves.
I need me a Burger.
Shut up, Burger.
I've been getting.
When your day one niggas turn to day two.
You heard me?
You said what?
I said I need a Burger because I be with turkeys. I need a Burger.
But
then with hot dogs.
I'm right.
Damn, y'all be with veggie burgers.
Dang, you ain't talking about shit nowadays. Right. Like, I met a nigga. He want me to be the housewife. Like, he want me to take care of the kids. He don't want me to work, none of that. But you not showing me that I can do that.
Oh, damn. He got this fantasy in his head that you was just going to be taking care of shit, but you still got to work and support him?
Damn. Like, he's not doing anything for me. He don't give me no money. He don't take me shopping. Man, he don't. He barely take me out to eat. Like,
my life goal is to goddamn pay for a bitch ass shots.
That's a goal?
Now, what the fuck?
It is. But it's going to be my girl.
So you
want. But I kind of like.
Sure, I got to be
so you like ass
cheese? Yeah, huh? I love ass cheese.
Ass shots.
No, I like ass cheese.
You don't give a fuck
how they. But you don't know how they.
No, they definitely.
Be looking a mess. A lot of them be looking amazing.
I definitely like ass cheeks that look good. Because I remember, I think I talked about this before. This chick, Miss Miami, her shit look bad. Y'all go to IG?
Like bad.
We're going to bring this motherfucker up now.
Let me see.
Summer Walker ass look good.
Summer is the only one that I know have a good body job. Like the whole thing from the breasts all the way down. Everybody else?
Did she block me?
Mm-mm.
There she go. Oh, her shit private now.
They don't want nobody to see that booty.
Oh, no, man, I found it. All right, where that motherfucker at? Let's see the video. You see that motherfucker?
Like a big heart. Did you give somebody on Valentine's Day them books?
That's just too much.
Like,
a lot of niggas ain't even got enough dick for that.
I know I don't. Come I ain't going to cap like, I ain't going to cap it down.
You ain't even got the body mass for that.
I'm be stroking all this? Cheeks.
Go there. I'm weak.
All right, see, look at this motherfucker.
That's too much. That shit's nasty.
Mm-mm,
that's ugly.
Oh, wait. You see it?
Look at him back there. He about to have a seizure.
It's a skit.
Oh, I say, look.
When I say I want to pay for a chick ass shots, I mean, I want to pay for some nice ass shots. I don't want to pay for no bullshit.
Pay for my titties.
Let me see.
My shit is small. I mean, they getting a little bigger since we're getting a little older, but my shit's small.
They nice. You got nice little titties. You got nice little titties. And them titties gonna come in handy next weekend, goddammit. Hey! Super Bowl!
Yes, sir.
Are you on the Allure boat?
The what?
The Allure yacht? They in trouble.
Them motherfuckers got a whole yacht.
You, have you heard about that?
I heard about that. Have you ever
booked Tiny for nothing in but Atlanta, for real. So
you going down there, though?
No, support me.
Fuck that. We're gonna start giving you these clips.
The Lord don't Instagram. Fuck with me. A lot of these clubs don't fuck with me because I ain't.
You're not doing what? Spill it, girl. Spill it.
Because I ain't foreign or light skinned with a fat ass.
They racist?
And that's all they want. Yeah. That's all the Lord got, too.
Oh,
they racist. All these clubs racist as fuck.
I can't wait to have Slim up here to talk about this shit. We're gonna wait to Slim
get. She definitely gonna agree with me because she knows it's not
nah,
the diversity.
I know, because Slim trying to get out that motherfucker. So I know she gonna tell it. She gonna tell the motherfucker. True.
She gonna tell it all.
So Slim, next week we need you, girl. We gotta bring you back because Slim's supposed to be here today.
Y'all know.
I'm yeah, so mad. Her corporate shit wouldn't let off, but yeah, Slim, next week. So before we get long winded, we gotta wrap this motherfucker up. I appreciate everybody for being here today. Big homie Tiny, times two times. Big homie Butter in the building, representing the illustrious Clark Atlanta University.
Hey.
Shout out to big homie Jazz, the illustrious Clark Atlanta University.
That's how you guys say it every time. The illustrious.
And Joe, big homie.
Take a little pause.
Big homie Hood Rich. Kodak in the building. Shout out to Cash holding us down every week. Ladies, any final words?
You just say the alumna from the illustrious.
Mario, if you see this,
call me. Which Mario? The R&B singer?
Yes, that's a Baltimore man. Too.
Or Steelo Brim.
You real specific with these requests, nigga. Mario?
Mario.
Sir. You should let me know.
Yeah,
Mario. That's a fine
motherfucker. Wow, that's real specific. I guess Mario, nigga, I'm going to tag in this motherfucker.
That's a nigga you going to be submissive for.
Hell yeah.
Would y'all be submissive for Tank?
She said, I'll get Mario. I mean,
Tank's fine as hell.
Tank like his booty, though.
I was
going
to say,
see, I can't do that.
You don't eat booty?
No, I do not. He can eat my booty, though.
You don't eat booty?
For that.
I know some girls that do. I know some girls that do too. They love that shit. I be like,
Jazzy, no.
You like your booty?
I'm putting my tongue in nobody's booty.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
All up in there.
Anyway,
Kodak like
big homie Kodak, we in the building. Big homie's house. Fuck you, butter. We out of here.
It's a wrap.